Hey regulars, Charlie here. We all spend a lot of time thinking about what we eat, but what about what we drink? Well, our friends at Kangen Water have an answer for you. When you call 800-494-8685 or visit Kangen Water, that's K-A-N-Water.com, you can learn more about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Kangen Water has been around for 50 years and has expanded into 9 countries, which shows that they really do have the staying power to outlast all their competition. The Kangen Water machine is the only real ionizer on the market. The rest, unfortunately, are nothing more than a mass-produced water filter. While Kangen Water is great for hydration, you can use it for all sorts of other health benefits, whether that be reducing acid reflux, migraine headaches, joint aches and pains, low energy, gout, and even muscle pain. Its antioxidants neutralize free radicals in your body and keep your immune system strong, while its alkaline properties balance the pH level of your body and keeps you healthy. If you drink a lot of energy drinks and have a very acidic diet, Kangen Water is a must. You can even use the water for weight loss. There are weight loss plans that rely on Kangen's alkaline water exclusively, but even without a plan, the water will help you lose weight. So if you're interested in improving your health and boosting your hydration, call 800-494-8685 or visit kanwater.com, that's K-A-N-water.com, to learn all about the Kangen Water machine and to check out their specials on air purifiers. Again, these deals will not last, so be sure to call and let them know that the Regular Joe Show team sent you.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, suck it.
No evidence whatsoever, none. No smoking guns, that's what they tell us. Well, maybe that's not the case. It never was the case, but now we got the goods. We got the receipts. Hello, welcome, Joe Gigante, to your Regular Joe, hour number 3 of the Regular Joe Show. Want to go in depth on this John Solomon article that just came out last evening exposing the collusion between the Biden regime White House, the National, the NARA, which of course, you gotta love the acronyms, the National Archives, that's what we call it, in the prosecution, persecution of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's been saying it the whole time. Now we have the proof that goes with it. Where are the mea culpas from the left? I am waiting. I know we have our trolls listening today. Will you now tell me how it has been a two-tiered system of justice? We will get into that, and then later this hour, we will be talking to Rajani Ravijan, who is a Senate candidate in the state of Wisconsin, hoping to unseat Tammy Baldwin in the general election and prevail against Eric Hovde in the primary. We will talk to her at the bottom of the hour, and then we've got the question of unity. We may have to do that unity tomorrow, but we will get to that as well. Right now, 7 minutes after the hour, which means in Lake Tahoe, it is 8:07 a.m. In Zimbabwe, 5:07 p.m. On the Ivory Coast, 3:07 p.m. And in Beijing, China, that's the big daddy, you know, that's where all the big money comes from, 11:07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, TM. The Regular Joe Show, brought to you as it always is at the top of each and every broadcast hour, to ensure that one can't possibly claim that somehow they were unaware of the scum and villainy that is the Biden crime family. Speaking of that scum and villainy, Joe Biden is speaking right now. He doesn't look like he took any questions. He said, no time to answer questions. Well, all right then. Never has time to do that, but came out and said, look, I am signing this $95 billion boondoggle into law, and we are going to start sending stuff immediately, within hours. Now, I listened to part of this presser on the break here, so you wouldn't have to. I will pull this sound for tomorrow's show, but my favorite moment was when he invoked the gravitas of Uncle Bosie, of being a truck driver, of being a Puerto Rican Jew. Because now, I get it, modern technology. But he claimed that there are reports, and he said it could have come from one of your people, not referring to Jewish people because, you know, he's not protesting at Columbia. No, he was talking to the media that apparently somebody somewhere in the media, and I'm going to ask Charlie to see if he can find this, that there were audible cheers from the soldiers in the trenches in Ukraine as, and I quote, as they watched the vote in the House on this package. Now, I understand with smartphones, you can stream video, and the world got a lot smaller, courtesy of the worldwide interwebs. But I got to call BS on that there's this audible... Well, I don't know. Maybe there are. You know, maybe some of the people whose retirement plans are being sewn up by the billions of dollars. Because, I mean, look, don't forget, they're paying the salaries of first responders. They sewed up a few hedge funds or money market funds that have retirement programs tied to them. That's where your money's going to, in addition to buying some arms and funding their war. We're funding all kinds of things in everyday life in Ukraine. So I don't know, maybe they did cheer, but seems like yet another Biden moment as he sits there and he claims that, you know, you could hear audible cheers all over when we voted to send money we don't have to Ukraine. Now, conversely, to just kind of countermand what Joe Biden said, Congressman Chip Roy, out of the 21st district in Texas, he was on Varney and Company talking about the votes that were taken by the House, now passed by the Senate. And he said, look, we're spending money we don't have, and this is no bueno.
The American people are now seeing laid bare that the Republican Party campaigns a big, using big rhetoric, saying they're going to secure the border. And then when push comes to shove, the speaker spends 6 months saying, hey, I'm going to secure the border. I will demand it on the back of Ukraine. And then walks away from that promise. My heart goes out to the people of Ukraine. I stand in solidarity with the people of Israel, but I'm not going to fund both sides of a war. I'm not going to spend $100 billion we don't have unpaid for to then walk away from securing the border of the United States. And that is what the speaker...
That's what happened. We've done nothing for our border. We're spending money we don't have. And promises made were not kept. Now, of course, remember Mitch McConnell said it's all because you listen too much to Tucker Carlson. I mean, there's that. But then again, by the way, Chuck is the winner chicken dinner. He has a nickname for McConnell. Chuck, I think I'm going to steal it, but I'll give you credit here. Chuck on the road said, Glitch needs to go. That was the character from, what was the cartoon movie? Wreck-It Ralph. It was Wreck-It Ralph. I love it, Chuck. I liked Mr. Freeze, but I may have to go with Glitch. In the name of unity, of course. That's why, I mean, we're unified in our belief, Chuck. He says, Glitch needs to go. Old Glitch is one of the problems. I would agree. This has been in there far too long. Now, so he's, as I said, you have Biden out there promising to move with all due haste. He won't even take a nap between now and when he starts to free money up to send it over to the cheering military in Ukraine. Did you find anything, by the way? Could you find any mention of cheers from the trenches? He said the trenches.
Yeah, there's a tweet from this guy, Oleksandr Sherba, who says, quote, a Ukrainian soldier texts from Donbass. The whole unit was watching. After the vote, one could hear all over the trench, quote, yes, quote, thank you, exclamation point, stand with Ukraine. And this guy is an ambassador at large at MFA Ukraine, ambassador to Austria from 2014 to 2021. So, he's legit in the situation. Who knows?
Okay, so we have a tweet. We're now basing it on a tweet. Well, if it's in a tweet, it must be real. So the entire unit was watching from the trench. I'm not cynical. Fauci said that I am cynicism free, so I can't be cynical, but I am questioning. Does that put me in the LGBT? because that's what the Q is questioning. I am questioning the veracity of the claim. And then again, I mean, I don't know if I'm sitting over in a foreign country and some other country just said, we just voted to send you $65 billion. I mean, I might be excited too. I don't know. Now that I think about it, maybe. Here's a thought. If you want to win the war, stop watching TV and go fight the war. I'm not judging. I'm just giving you a little bit of constructive criticism. Maybe watch American news a little less. Focus on fighting the people that are invading your country. Just throwing it out there. You can't do that, Joe. That is so hard. That is, you're not even, I'm so disappointed. You're not being very considerate. You're not being very unitive, Joe. I know, that's me. Mr. Unity, never forget it. So, I started sharing this article before the break. And, you know, I will qualify this as good news. It's good news anytime the truth is out there and it's being spoken about, it's being shared. Go to justthenews.com. Justthenews.com. Find the story. Unsealed Docs. It's right at the top of the page. Unsealed Docs expose early collaboration between archives, Biden White House, and Trump prosecution. Post it to every social media page you have. Print out copies. Leave copies at coffee shops. Do whatever. Make sure people see this. Now, for the record, John Solomon, again, great respect for John Solomon. I worked with him briefly back in 2010, and he's a smart man. He is a dogged reporter, and he understands media and journalism very, very well. And I got to experience that firsthand, as I said, working with him briefly when he was running the Washington Times. And then he went out and after he went to the Hill, he started Just the News because, well, even the so-called conservative outlets were hamstringing him. Now, Just the News, though, if you go to any of these sites that rate if a news outlet is left, right, or center, Just the News is considered a straight news site, not center politically, but just that they're not trying to get you to think one thing or the other. I love the articles. They do great work. And again, John's just been a great, great guy, does a lot of really good work. He lays out, I mentioned Person 40, that the General Counsel of the National Archives, Gary Stern, wrote in a May 2021 email that he'd had some conversations with Person 40. Well, who is Person 40? That's a very good question. According to the documents, Person 40 has been identified as being someone that works in the records management office of the Biden White House. So a little bit of coordination. August 2021, National Archives archivist David Ferrario. Remember, he was in the news and he was clutching his pearls over all this. He begins to press Trump representatives more explicitly about the documents. This is after conversations occurred with the Biden regime White House. In September of 2021, National Archives General Counsel Gary Stern decides to draft a criminal referral against Trump to the Justice Department. According to the documents and an FBI interview summary with employees of the National Archives, they identified Person 53 in those documents, saying Stern approached Person 53 to formally draft a letter to DOJ, the Department of Justice, raising concerns about materials from the Trump administration, which remained unaccounted for by NARA. In his interview with the FBI, Person 53 noted that, quote, in years of experience, he, quote, understood NARA never to have to make such a referral to DOJ to accomplish such an ask. So here you have lifelong employees raising the red flag going, something's not right here. Why are they taking this route? What's going on? When Stern circulated the draft letter internally, Stern told colleagues he had been in contact with the DOJ counsel about the matter. Now, as the article points out, as Stern wrote in an email from these documents, quote, in addition, White House counsel is now also aware of the issue and has asked that I keep them in the loop. to the extent that we make any reference to the White House Office of Record Management. While NARA and the White House are engaging the DOJ on Trump, Biden's aides are scouring the University of Pennsylvania in his office in Washington to try to clean up his own mess. In March of 2021, Annie Tomasini, assistant to Biden, goes to the Penn Center to take inventory of said documents, all this building up to the raid on Mar-a-Lago. Now, Just the News reached out to the National Archives and Gary Stern for comment. No comment forthcoming. I want to pick this up after the break, because this is very important to realize. This proves exactly what we've been saying. We will gladly accept emails, phone calls, text messages from all liberal trolls that want to admit that this has been nothing but lawfare, nothing but political persecution and election interference coordinated from the highest levels of the Biden regime White House to try to save Joe Biden's reelection. Feel free to apologize. We will be the bigger people and accept those apologies with grace and panache.
The Regular Joe Show.